Hi guys, it's the High Guys Podcast, back again. We got a guest on this time. This time, actually, we got everybody on, which is crazy. Like, to actually see that all these bum niggas finally get they can figure out how to get together for the podcast. And I,
bro, where your energy at, man? You sound like you.
Got my energy is right where it needs to be.
Putting me to sleep.
I'm gonna beat your ass. How about that?
Oh.
Anyway, Mahler, how you doing?
I'm well, thanks for asking.
For sure. We got Rado. Rado's already here, always here. Yeah, we got Dirty D up in here, DJ
First
Bill.
Off, yeah, nigga, you better get my name right.
Never DJed in his life. Yeah. But.
I do a different type of DJ.
And our special guest, one of my good friends, a comedian out in fucking
that's the where Bay I area. See. That's where I see him from. Yeah, I remember.
My boy David Dominguez. I was gonna say a comedy great because he is out in the Bay Area. He's really crushing it. He's holding it down ever since I met him. So it's really good to have him on this episode. So what's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
Shit, yeah, you know, I'm ready to fucking bash some women, you know? Oh, my bad. Was this not the that one?
All right. Nah, the We Hate Women podcast is next week. All right.
Well, anyway, I know I'm high. I hope you guys are too. If not, I hope you got a drink in your hand. And if not, I hope you still enjoy the show anyway. Like I said, we got some good topics that we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about ghosting and whether that's something that's actually useful in the dating world. We'll talk about the dating world, and we'll talk about also whether men's feelings are really taken into account. We talk about like that seriously. But before we even get into that, we was talking about a second ago, I figured out what that term is called in porn. When like a chick got all three holes like plugged up, it's called airtight.
Airtight?
Airtight that bitch.
Yeah, how you came across this, man. We need to know.
I heard it. The porn category.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a comedian that does a bit too, Worm. You ain't seen him?
Nah, I hadn't seen that comedian. Hold on, tell that dude.
No, I'm not gonna tell the bit. I mean, he just does it. He explains what airtight is. It's just all the holes are filled.
I know what DP is, you know. What shit? Exactly. All three. God damn.
Well, you know, I refrain. If you guys could refrain from this, it's Sunday, and you know.
Look, it's Sunday. Man, I don't want to talk about
Chick-fil-A is closed.
Yeah. Right. Well, then, kind of relax today.
I can't even watch porn like with a bitch getting three holes. I'd be over there acting like it's murder. I'm like, God damn. Like, man, look, let me get some one-on-one action. Hold on, what? This shit is too much. I mean, this bitch don't give a fuck about life. All right, just in there.
So wait, I just had a thought.
Yeah.
So you gotta have a nigga at the bottom, right?
Yep.
And then you got a nigga, you know, in the ass, right? Mm-hmm. But them niggas' balls gotta be touching, man. Yeah. I mean, if you don't really
over the top on the bottom.
Yeah. The niggas' balls, the balls and dick is touching.
And then the nigga in the front. So the nigga on the bottom looking at the other nigga balls on top.
What if that bitch drooling and shit while she's sucking dick, nigga?
That's what I'm saying.
Shit is dripping on his face.
Oh, dog. Hey, nigga, we fighting, nigga. I'm be down for it. Everything stopped.
You on the bottom, nigga. You ain't getting up. It's over for you.
I'm getting some plastic.
Hey, man.
Hey, God damn,
man. What's going on? Give me an umbrella. Fuck that shit, boy.
See up there.
You can't even concentrate on strokes at that point, boy.
You need a break, man.
This shit is out of pocket.
I need a break, man. What's wrong?
What's really going on?
What was the topic again?
It's airtight. Niggas that went everywhere. Airtight.
Yeah. I done gave y'all a new term and now y'all on some old other shit.
I just thought about that scenario.
Well, after you get in a situation like that, I'm sure you're going to feel terrible about what you did to this girl. So you're probably going to end up having to ghost her. So let's talk about ghosting, because let's really talk about it. That was a clumsy way of me trying to segue into the conversation.
Airtight.
Perfect segue.
But ghosting, let's talk about how nowadays that's something that a lot of people use to get out of a relationship. Usually early on when y'all just started talking and stuff, and y'all probably maybe had a few conversations either through text or through the direct message or whatever. So people get upset about the fact that they get ghosted, but I feel like, I mean, in this kind of dating climate, so to speak, I'm not in it myself, but I can understand where after you talk to somebody for a little while and then it kind of fizzles out. It's like, do you need a cordial, hey, I'm not feeling you, to get out of the relationship? Or is just being like, hey, there's nothing more to say, and you just left that person on red and that was the end of it?
Well, first off, what is ghosting?
Well, ghosting is when you're talking to somebody. It could be in person, could be online, and y'all may meet up or talk for a day or two, or maybe just a few texts. And then after that, one person sends one more text or hey, what's up? And then never hears from that person ever.
You could also be in a relationship too. You can also be in a 1-year relationship and someone just ghosts and someone just takes off and doesn't say anything about, maybe they knew, maybe the relationship was terrible and they, they both knew they shouldn't have been in it, but one of them just says, fuck it. It's more of a anti-confrontation thing, trying not to have to deal with having that conversation of, I don't want to see you anymore. And depending on if it's for the guy, then it's just I don't want to see you anymore unless we're just going to fuck. But he's not going to say that. So he's just going to talk to her.
Yeah.
And for the girl, she's just going to stop talking to him. I think girls do it the most and are just complaining about it the most, though. I think guys just deal with it they've always been dealing with it, because it's just like Dan said, we have a comedian out here. He does a ghosting joke. Dan says we used to call it not taking a hint. I'm talking to this girl, but she ain't calling me back. I was like, oh, yeah, it should be called not taking a hint. Guys have been dealing with this already. Women have just came up with a term for it.
They're way more emotionally invested, so that's why they're like, oh, fuck this, we're gonna figure this out. Why doesn't Todd call me anymore? So I don't like you. He just he wanted a dick sucked.
You saw them. I want them things. So,
it's hard. It's hard to ghost a motherfucker nowadays, bro. With social media and shit, you gotta fucking delete everything. You know what I mean? You gotta block this bitch on fucking number, email, all kind of shit. Pop up at your house. Definitely can't ghost somebody if they know where you live at. You know what I'm saying?
Them at that point? Man, you might as well just say, "Hey, man, we done."
Right.
Stalking shit. So if you get that far to where she knows everything about you, then y'all must have was in a real relationship.
So
y'all should have said, hey, this is over. I'm done with this shit. And not no fucking ghosting. But if it's a motherfucker, you just fucked for one night.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have no fucking phone numbers and social media thing to come look you up.
Right. I mean, because to ghost a motherfucker, you gotta set boundaries. You're just gonna walk away from a situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because everybody do it. You hit, and then he's like, oh, it wasn't what I thought.
What Dave was talking about, you might get in a relationship for a minute and not know how to break up or something. Because I've seen that happen on some of them reality shows where it'll be somebody who like will like leave the house for a few days or something, and the other person will take the opportunity to pack up and just move out and almost treat it like, yeah, I'm gone and that's it. We don't have to say I left. And then the chick came back and she was calling him up and was like, hey, did you move all your stuff out? And he was like, yeah, I said I was leaving. She was like, what? And it was like, yeah, like that non-confrontational attitude is what's at the base of it. Somebody who don't want to just be upfront about it, whatever it is, and say something, or it's just like do I need to be like, hey, sorry, like it didn't work out or whatever, if I don't feel like it's even got to that degree.
Man, it should. If y'all living together, that's some stupid shit. Yeah. Like that's some dumb shit. Like, man, both parties realized some shit wasn't going right at some point, and it should have been like no surprise that one person was gonna move the fuck out. A motherfucker just ain't gonna say, all right, she on vacation for 3 days, I'm packing the fuck up and I'm gone. Where the fuck he gonna go? These niggas, I'm gone. Been 3 days.
In his car. The Safeway parking lot.
That nigga, was he that scared of her or something shit like that? Because
he had to
move out in the middle of the night. Just like, hey, man, I'm gone.
So yeah. I got a question for y'all. So say you guys are first dating a chick, right? Or, you know, you got her number or whatever, and y'all talking on the phone, or y'all talking on the phone, or y'all texting. Or say y'all meet up, you know, happy hour with some peanuts and some drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Peanuts, so,
you know, peanuts, yeah. You got to keep your investment low, man. So say y'all first talking, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think being upfront with a woman, like, look, this is what I want, this is what I'm doing, do you think that will kind of like alleviate the need to ghost someone if you told them upfront? Like, hey, I don't want nothing serious. I'm just trying to fuck, have fun. You ain't gonna say fuck. You probably, I'm just trying to enjoy my life. Whatever the fuck you gonna say to mask, you know,
my life.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Well, you think that would negate?
I wouldn't consider that ghosting though.
That's that's what you.
You already did set the bounds. You say, hey, I'm just trying to hit tonight.
Yeah.
But if you go through with it and let you hit for the night,
yeah,
you know what it was gonna be the next day. You ain't gonna be there.
Yeah,
but that's
living your dick in
and walk out the door.
Yeah, I feel like a one night stand is kind of is borderline ghosting. One night stand type situation. Life,
well, this is the problem with dating though, right? Like, how truthful is the other person being with their intentions? You know,
yep.
How do you know what they want? And in most guys' intentions is to just have sex.
Yep.
And that's part of what the game is, right? How do I give the impression that I want more than what I really want without saying it, you know, and maybe, you know, get this woman to have a fun time with me.
And, isn't that kind of like the which makes it, so here's the thing, which is just stupid to me. It's always is to this day. You know, a chick will say, oh, I just want a guy to be real and straightforward with me. But if a dude just come out and say, 9 times out of 10, dude just come out and say, hey, I just want to fuck, you know, that's it. You know, his dick going to be dry for the most part. Very rarely. If you say it right, you know. But do you have to flower up the words though? Why can't you just be straightforward? Like, look, I'm just trying to have sex. I don't want nothing.
What if a bitch walks up to you and say, hey, I just want to fuck you? How the hell you gonna take it?
I need to see some ID. Are you over 18? Like, shit, no, you ain't about to catch me, but nah.
Yeah, so why the hell you think you can say, I want to fuck then?
I'm saying not just walk up out the blue. I'm like, you got her number or whatever. Y'all may be out on a little date, you know, whatever, eating, whatever the fuck the case may be. And you, there you go. And $5 margaritas. And
trying to get that ass.
Yeah, exactly. You just say that, you know?
Whisper that in their ear.
There you go.
I'm trying to clap that shit.
So. There you go. So I'm like, why would you need to... But why? Let me ask you this. Why is that? Though? Why on Word. One hand they say...
Hey, Warren, I'm trying to clap that shit, but it's straight up. My bad.
Yeah, why can't you just say you're trying to clap that shit straight up?
Straight up.
You know? But then on the other hand, the chick is like, hey, you know, I just want a guy that's going to be real with me and just be up front and all that other bullshit. Why is it? I, to this day, I just don't understand it. They say they want that, but then when you give it to them, you know, they get all turned off by it.
That's a couple of things. I think one of them is the idea of like a program me. When they say they want somebody that's real with them, they just want somebody that talks to them like they don't care about them. You know, like they want somebody like
those be the ones. They don't want you buying flowers and all that shit. They're like, look, motherfucker. Come tear this pussy up, get your ass out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. But you know, I mean, that's why they're saying the game is lying right now, right? Like they say, oh, men are, because women, that the game, like you have to lie or else you can't get me. You know, I think the problem is this dating without intentions, you know, and, I think women just need to figure out how to be more accountable for the fact that they're not dating with intentions. And I mean, guys, they've always said they wanted one thing. And I think it's funny to just pretend like it's ever going to change. Or something,
you don't want that. Why you got to pretend like you don't want the ass to get the ass? Like, fuck that, man.
Because that's what they make it, right? That's what they make it.
I feel like they want to be momentarily treated special. You know what I'm saying? Like it's dating. Yeah, I hate that shit. It's just dating with attention. So what do you bring into the table? It's like, bitch, what are you talking about?
Well,
like,
I'm not saying. Like, I don't mean that.
Go ahead,
I mean,
go ahead.
I was gonna say with intention. I just mean, are you saying that if I'm dating someone, this is the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with? Not just, you know, let's see where this goes. You know, that's the difference.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, but how should it be? Oh, I mean, for women, they should be dating with intention. I mean, I'm not saying that's better for men. I don't know. It's better for men, depending on what you want. If you just want to.
You can't date a motherfucker and then be expecting marriage or some shit right off the bat. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know if you like this motherfucker.
Well, you know? when they used to bring to the table like chastity, that they could demand marriage, but they don't bring that. Yeah. They don't bring that anymore.
Yeah, that shit's been dead.
It's just been dead. Yeah. So.
What about everybody else? What do y'all think about that question?
Well, I mean, like I do a whole bit about like ghosting. So, like, I mean, I understand it's part of this new wave of dating where it's kind of like you go in and you almost treat it like, well, like I can just dip out whenever. So like you said, dating with intentions isn't that. That's not like if you're trying to figure out what you're doing. Then be upfront about like, hey, this probably isn't going to be the type of like, you know, long-term situation that whatever party should be upfront about what they have planned. But what, like what you're talking about is what a lot of women will, first of all, not want that attitude because they'll say that then like all the world, men are just dogs. They just, all they want is to come out and fuck. And because 90% of them will probably just like, if they being up front and being like, yo, hey, you hot, you bad. I'm trying to hit tonight. That's why I took you out to this dinner or whatever. Took you out for these peanuts. I'm trying to hit. But most guys,
you trying to be a friend.
Ain't gonna say that right up because they thinking like they gonna try and woo her first. But like you said, with the chastity thing. That, but the wooing was meant because it was like a sense
she was that,
like, she's kind of like a like innocent, air quotes type, like girl who's like he has something to be gained. Where now it's like, well, bitch, you've been fucking just as much as I have. Why you ain't trying to give it up? So, like, it that's where that like that lie comes in, and like, all right, well, I'm gonna still fake it and like do this, even though in real life, like, I got your number because I was like, I saw you up in the gym. It was hitting those squats and that ass was looking nice. But
go.
Now, like, now I'm in a relationship with you, and I didn't even, this wasn't even what I was planning.
Yeah,
well, it's like a ghoster. I find it interesting that why not just accept that men do want one thing, but they're willing to pay the price. There was a price for it, but they're willing to pay, right? They were willing to pay the price of marriage, which, you know, is still, I mean, right now it's one of the worst things. I don't think I can advise people to get married, even though I want to promote it. I don't think men should be getting married. But I think it's beneficial.
Why not?
We got to touch on that one.
Why not?
That's a big thing. We got to touch on that.
What?
Why not?
Why you don't think men should get married? Talk to us about that. Be as raw as possible.
You ever see? You guys see Lee Turdy?
Yeah.
I watched.
Yeah, he was explaining it in a certain way. With like so much as just saying without having to say, so men shouldn't be getting married. But he was just saying like, you're picking a partner. Most likely you're picking a partner. Most men pick a partner that's not making any money during the relationship. So that means that the man is splitting it 50-50. And then he was just saying that women, when they choose a marriage partner, they're trying to get somebody that brings more to the business. So he's like, oh, they're being smarter in business sense. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much came in it, but without even mentioning hypergamy. So just without saying that, well, most likely you're not going to find a woman that wants to be even. But, you know, I mean, I think marriage makes sense for the people with the leverage, you know, and for the average man and woman, the women have the leverage, you know, and until you get up to a certain like bracket, you know, dollar, you know, annual salary, you might be able to have a little bit more control over what actually the marriage is going to be, you know.
See, now
it's not safe.
It's not safe for nobody. Let's look at all these rich people recently, and it's
Dr. Dre.
This year, Dr. Dre, Elon Musk, fucking what's the motherfucking name, Mr. Windows, Mr. Microsoft, Bill Gates.
Oh yeah,
come on now. It's like even what's the owner, and founder of Amazon. So it's like
someone said they chose it though. Like because they could have chosen to not get divorced.
Yeah.
You know, like they lost a lot of money, but that was the payout basically. That was the buyout to get out of the relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't Will Smith divorcing Jada Pinkett Smith?
It's cheaper to keep her.
Yeah. He's keeping her. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to keep her. They'd rather just keep cash out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, shit, they making money.
It's a two-way street. Because all their relationships, like those dudes, they all of them should have been up front. Like if you know you're into some shit, just be like, hey, I'm into some shit. Like if you ain't gonna fuck with it, we just gonna end this off now and say fuck it. Because
what if you change? What if you change in a relationship? I mean, women talk about changing, right?
Because niggas change like all the time. Like you don't really don't know who you is until you like hit your 30s. Like niggas say, that's when they become an adult. That shit is true. Because in your 20s and shit, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. All of a sudden, somebody just tell you, hey, man, you're an adult. Get the fuck out and figure that shit out. All you think about, I'm just trying to fuck some shit. fucked as much as I possibly can. I'm
like, shit, I was just in high school last week. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Then I fucked the right one, and we hit it off, and then that's it. And that's the one you pick. But by the time you figure that shit out, you already in your 30s, and you might got like 3 or 4 kids. But at that point, ain't nobody gonna fucking want you. So then it's a wrap. But that's exactly when you figure shit out. Like, damn, man. Now I want to settle on down now. Like, I figured myself out now.
That's why I always tell y'all to wrap it up. Put a condom on.
Shut up, guys. From
I'm
the
raw.
Shut up.
Raw dog king.
Nerd.
This motherfucking nervous. He's over there looking over there. He's
behind you, bro.
I gotta put the mic up real close.
but a lot of this shit, if niggas start being upfront with bitches and be like, hey, like, I like you, we cool, but hey, I'm attracted to some other shit too. Like, hey, you ain't got that ass I want, so I'm gonna need some ass on the side occasionally. But hey, if you want to accept it, we can keep this thing rolling, because niggas like variety of shit. So if niggas be like, hey, I like the variety of shit, then he should be able to get that variety of shit.
But you gotta be one to her. I don't want to use this term, but I don't know what else to use or the phrase. You gotta be high value enough to that chick in some form or fashion. Like, she has to see you above her in some way in order for that to even happen. If not, that shit ain't gonna work. So it's like, say like a rich guy or whatever the case may be, you don't have to be rich, you know, if in her eyes, you know, you the shit, for lack of better words, you know, 9 times out of 10, she gonna do whatever. And you know, like a lot of these rich guys, you know, they may be cashing chicks out, they may not be cashing chicks out, but I don't know. I'm not there. I'm not in those conversations, so I can't say for sure definitively. However, a chick, and it is like, for instance, a chick would rather be Jason Momoa's number 6 on his roster than, I don't know, an accountant's wife. You get what I'm saying? So if that mother, if she's, you know, like I said, going back, if she sees him on a pedestal, she gonna be down for whatever, you know? So it's like, you gotta first establish that first before you can even go in that direction.
Don't trust no bitch. You know what I'm saying? She gonna be looking at you like that. Yeah, she gonna accept it, but she gonna be doing what she wanna do, though.
Yeah, bitches, they accept a lot of shit. Like, you get them to accept a whole lot of shit. 9 out of 10, like, all them white dudes that's getting divorced, they got caught, is because they got caught. Like, the bitches been known about it. They didn't give a fuck about it. Like, they knew these niggas was doing some shit. They've been knowing. It's just the nigga just embarrassed them now. So now they embarrassed. So now they getting a damn divorce.
That's what that ego nobody is.
Cares. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, nobody yeah. cares. Like, none of they women cares. No woman cares if you cheat on her or not. She just don't want to be. Like, just don't embarrass her.
She's not supposed to care. That's
when they shit get hurt from when you get embarrassed, the motherfucker. Like, if you know you your side chick go, y'all go to a certain spot, don't take your main chick to that damn spot. Stay the fuck away from it, because now you've been disrespectful. That's like,
that's no be running around doing what they want to do.
Yeah, well, was talking about a body count.
Yes, yeah, like, so she knows what the fuck you doing.
What you doing too?
Yeah, it's like, bitches ain't no bitch stupid. They know when niggas is cheating. Just don't fucking do it stupidly. Do what you gotta do. Live how you want to live. Just don't be stupid with it.
But then that go back to like what we was talking about too, about like the lies and like you got to be accountable as a dude. You got to be like if, because in the same way that you saying don't take that chick to that spot or this spot, like, you also, like, you ain't even got to hide it if you being upfront about like, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Like you were saying, you ain't got that much ass, baby, so I'm gonna give me some ass on the side. But like, so it ain't no sneaking around like, oh, I'm going to go play some golf, baby, and then you go to the Red Lobster for an hour and a half.
And her mom up in there, and she see y'all.
It's over. It's over.
Mama see y'all. But that's it. Like, that's been disrespectful though. Why the fuck are you telling you're gonna play golf, nigga? No, you don't fucking play
never, golf. Never played golf before.
Like, goddamn, like, you probably even use that excuse. And then go to Red Lobster, nigga. Come on now, man.
You gotta plan it out.
Bro. Exactly. Like, you know can't don't be a dumb nigga.
You gotta be like, all right, man, this is the day I go with the boys to do this. Now,
Do you think women should be investigating or not?
Nah, they should investigate.
Nah, that should.
Nah.
Go ahead.
I just think women like to feed into their intuitions and shit, bro. So they're like, let me figure out. You know what I mean? I don't think a lot of them want to do it, but I just think, like you said, if you're just being stupid about it, you feel me? Making her feel dumb, she's gonna be like, oh, this motherfucker think I'm stupid. He go through his phone or his emails or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't, like you said, like we gonna say, don't be stupid.
Don't be a dumb nigga. Man, like I said, if niggas wasn't stupid, niggas could so have 100 bitches walking around freely in their house. Niggas stupid with the shit. You better lock the shit up. If you gonna do that shit, you better black out the windows. Say, hey, we're gonna sign these non-disclosures up front and live how you want.
But you know, if a man can get that, does he deserve it? You know, has he earned it?
Yeah, he earned it. That nigga then did it.
That's a part of success right there.
Yep.
So why is he hiding it? What's the point of, you know?
Hey,
but
hey,
that's the thing.
Well, if I had it.
Lying thing.
I feel like I think it depends on like the families and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. A lot of women don't, you feel me? They can't tell their family. Like, yeah, but he got me and this person and that person and that person. So it's kind
of. Is
like,
he taking care of her?
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In a way, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. In a way, you want to be like, that's none of y'all finna. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, they bring you around, you're gonna be looking funny. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they're gonna be like, this motherfucker, he can just treat my daughter like that. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it's kind of fucked
but
up.
But then that's something you got, like, that's a conversation then, like you gotta have between y'all, but like whatever goes on between, like, their family or anybody on the outside, you can't control that. Like, all you can do is try to strengthen what y'all have, because it's all.
But then you isolate yourself. You know
I wouldn't
what I'm
like that girl.
But niggas,
but
like,
ain't no selling it that like anybody lie, else. Outside of that. Go ahead.
Niggas like to be isolated. Even fucking niggas think they the king, just like fucking lions. They want to be isolated. You want to be surrounded by hella bitches. So as a fucking lion, all they surrounded by bitches. You only want to fight is when another lion come try to test you. Other than that, nigga, you want to be lazy. You want to chill with bitches. So if a nigga
But I feel like
a single nigga ever in life.
Yeah, but I'm speaking
outside world. Some niggas living the life.
I'm speaking on like the family aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get family oriented women. You know what I'm saying? They ain't about to be.
Hey, niggas can have as many kids as he want.
So, if that's how you feel about it, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm right here.
Now you got 100 families.
Yeah, so it's like. And that get rough, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
you got 100. You got 100.
God damn, maybe have an island at that point.
Yeah, you might as well just. Start your own family at that point.
Yep.
Damn, my mic was muted. Talking to myself.
Oh, you was talking to me?
I was talking like, wait a minute.
Oh, you was on mute?
Yeah, I was on mute. I'm like, what the
I thought I seen your face moving.
Yeah, I was trying to talk. I'm like, so I'm trying to ask you a question. But now I'm saying, like, with the family, though, like, so are you talking about the family of the girl?
Both.
Your family. With
oh, my family don't get fucked.
No. I'm saying not. I'm talking about your nuclear family with your girl, like your kids and all that shit with your girl. That's what I'm talking about. Or are you talking about the extended?
No, I mean like the extended
mom.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So my question is this: why what y'all do in y'all relationship in their business?
It ain't what I'm saying though. You feel me? You know, they people want to be looked at in a certain light. They don't want to be looked at as like, oh, you're a dumbass. You're this motherfucker. This and that. You got a whole, all these bitches, and you doing this shit. You know what I mean? They got all the brothers gonna jump y'all.
That's why they jealous, because they want that shit too.
Deep down, they want it.
Yep, every nigga will want that shit. So them niggas like, man, fuck it. I'm about to go fight because I couldn't do it.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say there's nobody on this call that wouldn't. Like, you know what? If I can have a peaceful life with two or three bitches, I'll be good. You know, I don't think no one would turn it down. I know I wouldn't turn it down. Like, fuck it. If they all cool, they all get along, fuck it. Let's just do it. You know, individuals and all together. I don't give a fuck. You know,
that's why they used to call it men settling downs, because the fantasy for a man is to just keep dating. Mm-hmm. Why would he ever start a family if he could just keep fucking bitches? You know,
that's true. Yeah. I think monogamy goes against the very nature of a man. Like
it's a compromise.
Yeah,
it is a compromise.
It's hard, and not because it's that's why motherfuckers go to strip clubs and they do this and that. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
man,
you feel me? It's
bad, this booty at home too.
It's hard. Right. You feel me?
I'm saying, right next to the one I got at the house.
Yeah. Right. You know, exactly.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
I feel
like we said, like in past episodes, niggas got a taste for a whole lot of different type of bitches for everything.
Right. That's true.
Now we talking about men's nature, and we talking about a lot of like men not being like really just like upfront about like how they feel. Now, do you feel like because of maybe society or maybe how we brought up, because men are told as boys don't really express your emotions, don't talk about your emotions, to now the point where not only do we ourselves feel like we can't express ourselves, but do you also feel like there's not much respect for men's feelings from even just being like, man, like work was hard today, and people will be like, well, duh, nigga, like you still got to go to work. So like nobody wants to hear that. Or like even from like you just crying, and like, do you feel like if you was to just break down crying, would somebody come over to help you in the same way that they would come over to help Sally, who's like crying because she dropped her bagel on the ground?
Yeah. I think what's interesting is like women claim that men are emotionally unavailable. I think we are pretty emotionally expressive, and we're saying a lot of the things that we want, you know, a lot of things that make us feel certain ways, we're expressing that. They're just disagreeing with it, mm-hmm. or they're just shutting it down. But it doesn't change what we want and what we ask for. You know, it doesn't, we're still upset even if they say that we shouldn't be, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, I think it's just gonna, men just gotta keep doing it, you know, and just kind of being stoic and in the fashion. Cause I don't know. They're not gonna, it seems like they're not gonna give respect. It's gotta be like taken, you know?
Yeah. Not like, let me add something to that real quick before I let y'all continue. To even add to what y'all was talking about, like the dude that wants to have like a harem of women at home, like, do you think that like most guys who actually want to do that aren't being upfront about that because they also like they feel like they can't really express themselves? Because in that regard, it's not so much like that people don't care about your feelings, but more like that people will tell you something like that is unnatural, is wrong for like you to feel that as a man.
Well, for the whole feeling things, we just need to understand that niggas is just bitches. Like, if they get that shit through their head, like, we feel like the same way they feel about shit, we just got a dick. So we just want to fuck shit, too. But we feel like the same emotion. We go through the same ass shit. We got the same pain. We want to cry and all that shit, but yo, dick tell you not to fucking cry. He's like, nah, nigga, you better not cry because you ain't gonna get laid. You ain't gonna get none. And that's like the worst thing.
I got laid off crying.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, don't be nice, nigga, that cried, because now you ain't fucking shit and you can't express yourself. And now you just all just bottled up And that's why niggas be killing motherfuckers, because you ain't fucking shit and you can't express shit because somebody told you. with some bullshit.
Yeah, let
the shit out. Like, nigga, if niggas that be killing motherfuckers was fucking some shit, them niggas wouldn't kill, wouldn't be killing motherfuckers. Because they would be releasing that anger that they had, because, you know,
they gotta get the demons out. Yeah, they gotta come out. Hey, since this keeps coming up, the polygamy thing? I think men get what they can afford. I think they pay for what they can afford. They buy what they can afford.
Yeah.
If they can afford to have multiple women, they'll do it. If they say, you know, they, most of them understand if they work harder, it's possible they can get what they want. If they're cool where they're at, they can just do that. You know, and you know, I think it's a compromise. Yeah, if you could have two women and only for the price of one, yeah, why not? You know, like you would take it. What's the downfall? Yeah,
that's a good point.
So I mean, I think all men want to be. I think that's the compromise of marriage. I think that's the thing that men are sacrificing when they get married. You know, they're saying, all right, I'm giving, you know, the possibility of, you know, other girlfriends or wives or something. Yeah. Or at least the same status as you. There will be no woman the same status as you.
Mm. Yeah, because niggas is into different things. So you might want some ghetto status, and you might want a doctor too. And she might just be the doctor that you don't want to see be doing that ghetto ratchet shit. And they're just like, man, I need some ghetto ratchet shit. So let me go cheat right quick with the little thought down the street right quick. And then you get caught because she's pregnant, but you just wanted some little hoe type shit for one night.
Yep. And I want a couple things. Like, number one, I want to add on to the topic of what Worm mentioned as far as expressing feelings with men. And I'll say this, I'll ask you this, and you know, just answer honestly, you know, do you feel in your current relationship right now, or with any relationship in the past with any woman, that you felt comfortable confiding in her, like really confiding in her as if it was like one of your homies, you know what I'm saying? Like open up to her, really show a vulnerable side of you to where, you know, like, look, these are my doubts, these are my fears, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like, based off society, you know, it's saying that you're not supposed to do that? And do you feel that that societal conditioning has been ingrained into you guys to where you feel you can't do that with your partner?
First part, I confided in a few chicks. So for me, it was just finding out the chick that I wanted to confide in, and who I thought was cool enough to talk to like that. So it was just like a, you know, kind of like putting somebody through the test. Even with dudes, you put mm-hmm. dudes through the test too.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing, when you looking for a partner, you don't mm-hmm. tell that nigga everything either. Like mm-hmm. that shit got to grow. You got to see like, all right, what can I tell? What can I can't tell? So the same thing with mm-hmm. that chick. Mm-hmm. She's just a woman, but you're gonna treat her that same way. It's like, what can I say? What can I say? All right, let me see what I can, what I can't do. And then it evolved over a point. Then you like, okay, now I can tell her some shit. But
yeah, I don't think you ever just tell somebody everything after that, for sure.
No, I'm saying, I'm not saying tell her.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear them.
Yeah. But like, yeah, like with a, I'm saying, like, you feel, because to do that in order to confide in a woman, you know, like Dave was mentioning, the masculine frame, you gotta leave that masculine frame.
Oh no, I'm definitely that
feminine side. I got to express that.
I got off a pill like my whole life. It was over. Everything came out. You know what I'm saying? Crying, all kind of shit. But
here's the thing, though. I think with that, like, I mean, sometimes I think of how much are you supposed to talk to your wife or your partner about, you know? I think that's like a, that's what a woman thinks, you know, like that's how a woman thinks about, I should be able to tell my husband anything, you know? But I think as men, we understand, man, there's some wild shit we could never, mm-hmm. there's some stuff that you would never, ever think about telling that, you know, which, you know, I think sometimes when we look towards relationships, we expect things from that we should only expect from, when we look towards romantic relationships with a woman, we expect things that we should only expect from other men, you know, like you don't need a woman to be interested in your hobbies if you have men for that, you know, and she's vice versa. She shouldn't need you to be interested in her hobbies if she has women for that, you know? So, I mean,
they want you to be sometimes.
They want you to be their best friend.
They want you to be their best friend. Yeah.
I don't care about this. Shit, what are you talking about?
You shouldn't. You're not built that way. You're not built to care.
Fuck the bathroom, man. Shit.
Are we talking about curtains right now, bitch?
But that shit, niggas need the compromise zone too. Like, yeah, you might not give a fuck about the shit.
Yeah, you got it, but you gotta show.
If you want to do some shit that you want to do, man. So if you the nigga like to play video games and shit, and she will, hey, let's go look at some curtains. Just be like, all right, man. Like tonight, this tonight we're gonna look at them curtains, but after that, leave me the fuck alone.
Then good depends on how much you want to pay, though, right? What if you just I mean to say it's like not pays of money, but like some dude might be like, nah, I don't want to look at them damn curtains. I don't give a fuck. Like, like you with somebody that don't want to look at curtains, you know? Like that's who you're with, you know? You didn't choose somebody that wants to look at curtains. So like, I'm gonna do this, and you take my money and you go get the damn curtains. You know, I don't care how you do it.
Do that. Say, hey, I don't give a fuck. Pretend you do. Say, let me look at the picture online. Look at the fake picture. Oh yeah, go.
Go. Happy wife, happy life type shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
prescribe to that.
Fuck happy wife, happy life.
I hear Rico.
You know who don't believe in that? Fucking Tyrone blowing her back out last night.
Fuck no. What about them curtains? What about them curtains?
You said I'm Tyrone. So if I'm Tyrone and I'm telling you the shit works, then Tyrone is blowing the back out on every night. So it works.
Well, I would say that like
everyone's different. Everybody, I'll say personally for me, my girl, I tell her straight up. I just set the boundaries. Like, look, I'm not interested in this. I tell her straight up. Here's the money for it. Go buy it. You know, as long as shit ain't like hot pink everywhere or some stupid shit like that, we good. Just go get it. I don't give a fuck. You know. Just don't touch my man cave.
That's even a compromise within itself, right? I mean, there's a percentage of men that are like, listen, you ain't touching anything. I paid somebody to design all this shit, right? You know, like all this stuff is my choosing, you know, like you're just gonna chill, you know, like
That's kind of like, but that's like us. I mean, a lot of women ain't gonna go for that, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, even if you pay for some shit, you feel me? She gonna be like, nigga, I don't care about the money. I just want to know if, I mean, obviously you're not really gonna be interested, but at least give me your thoughts on it or some shit.
Well, let me say something. Like, first of all, like, y'all keep saying compromise, but I'm gonna say this. Like, I feel like in a relationship, you shouldn't have to compromise. Whatever you doing for your partner or whoever you with is because you want to do it. Even if it's something that you don't want to do, maybe it's you don't want to go look at the curtains, but she like, hey, can you just look at this real quick so that like I don't get some ugly ones that you don't like. If you think, all right, well, I'll do this, or like, or if she just wants you to go to the store with you, you thinking, well, I'm gonna go pick up my thing, so I'm gonna go with her type of attitude, rather than I'm gonna go with her to the store to go look at these curtains, even though I don't want to. That's what I feel like the compromise is, or it's the, oh, I don't wanna go, but I'll give her the money to pay for it, where you think that could be a compromise. It's only a compromise that I feel like you're doing it and you don't want to do it at the end of the day. Like, no, you're doing it because it'll just make her happy.
just say.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't say what you want to give do. In. You know, be like, hey, that's what I said. Set the boundary. You know.
So this right, if you doing it because yeah, exactly. If you doing it because you want to do it, then it's not so much a compromise. It's just mm-hmm. something that you want to do.
Well, how about this? How about you ask her to, you know, hey, let me get something. Let me get shit tonight. Let me get something. And right. she's like, nah. It just is it a compromise if she if she gives you something, you know, like.
About to suck that dick from the back. About to slide here. All right.
Saying is it where do we? You know, some people be like, oh, well, one of those things is sex, and one of those things, but it's both time, you know. Yeah. I mean, if a man really cares about his time, a man, he doesn't want to waste it. Picking out curtains.
To really waste time though. Like right. she trying to use that as quality time or some bullshit like that.
Time to spend together. Like
my thing is this.
No, you know, goddamn quality time. No goddamn quality time.
I guess I'm trying to look at it from different perspectives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't just look at it like at one way. You know what I'm saying? There's different ways to look at this.
What was you about to say, Mahler?
Thing is, I think some chicks like try to hide that. They'll say, oh, let's do this to spend quality time together. But like, for real, it's just, they just want you to do what they want to do. You know, kind of like manipulate the situation. So it's like, if
you can't fucking no manipulative bitch. Fuck
no. So I'll be like, that's why you set some fucking boundaries. Be like, if you really want to spend quality time with me, you've been with me long enough. You know what I like. You know what I don't like. Figure out something that meets in the middle ground. Don't do something that's only what you want to do. Man, in my mind, you're just trying to manipulate the situation at that point. And I really ain't going to do that shit at that moment.
And I feel like men are so used to compromising that like we've adjusted our boundaries to be like, okay, well, it's okay to compromise like this because, you know, because you've already compromised, you know, you've already adjusted where you're coming from that you're like, well, it's just a little bit more. You know, when in reality, like, you don't want to go look at the curtains, you know, that's where the boundary is. That's where you would really like to be, but you're compromising so much that you're willing to be invested in it. You know, they want that, you know, go ahead. I was just saying they want you to be emotionally invested in it too. You know, like they want you to be involved, right? It's not enough for you to just go along. Right? I mean, you can't just go, right? Yeah, you have to be choosing.
Looking all nonchalant and shit like, man, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Get the black ones over there.
Yes, cool. Let's go. Get the black ones. Yeah, let's go.
Let's get out of here.
You are showing feelings because
when
you're trying to, you don't care about what they look like, but you said, I'll pay for it. Or, okay, change the damn blinds. You're trying to feel like, all right. I feel for you. It's just not the same way as you do about the damn blinds. Like, yeah, okay. Change the blinds. All right, I agree with changing the blinds. Just go ahead and change the motherfucker. So that's just every nigga way. Say, here goes my card. Meaning say, hey, all right. I don't give a fuck about this shit, but I feel you. Change the blinds. Here go the money. So we are showing that emotion that they're looking for. They just don't like the way that is put out.
Exactly. It's the delivery of it is not what they want. So it's like, but that's the thing though. That's to me, that's all a part about being a man in a relationship though. It's like letting your nuts hang and just be like, look, bitch, this is what it is. You know, fuck you. Essentially is what you're saying. This is how this is going to go down.
And that's that love language stuff too. Like they're like, oh, I want it this way. I want you give me this, but I want this, you know, like that's, you're not speaking my love language. It's like, what do you mean? I'm doing what I define as love, you know, right? Like men show respect, and that's the way they love, right?
Yeah.
And I got a question for you guys. Like, if you constantly give in to her, how long before her respect goes away for you?
It depends on what you're giving.
But if you're repeatedly,
it's gonna go quick though.
You're always compromising. You're like, oh, it's gonna
start a road.
Let's go to this.
But then that's no longer a compromise, though. If you go on every time or doing everything she want to do, that's not the compromise no more.
Because if she not asking you and she just tell it like, hey, what about it? Let's go. What the move? You know what I'm saying? Instead of being like, hey, what you doing today? You got any free time? Like, blah, 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 or some shit like that. You feel me? Like, if she just basically, then we going to Walmart today or some shit. Like, bitch, I ain't gonna fuck a Walmart. The fuck, you know what I'm saying? like, hell no. You gotta set them boundaries. I don't think you can constantly give in or something, without knowing, you're gonna figure it out, like, hold on, wait, hell no.
Let me answer your other question real quick, Tawana, because I didn't get a point on it. Like the confiding part. I feel like you should be able to confide in your girl. You should be able. I confide in my girl, but like there's still like a realm of like I mean. where you were saying where you confide in your boys, like there's still some shit that you feel like, even for whatever reason, maybe society or whatever, and like some shit you can't talk about with your boys, because you know you tell your boys and like, oh fuck this nigga, oh this
bitch
nigga,
ass, you a this bitch, nigga, bitch ass, you nigga, little whole ass motherfucker,
like, even fucking this nigga crying because he lost his job, y'all
pussy ass nigga.
It's some shit you can't talk about with your boys. Cause
get your ass up and get a job, you bum.
You can't confide in your girl in the same way, because you don't want, like, because she still needs to see you as, like security. And if she sees that you have, like...
Because you go soft sometimes don't mean she ain't gonna look at you like that.
But nah, it's not...
She might respect you more. She might respect you more.
But I'm saying, like, again, like, it's not like... But what you're saying, like, that realm... Well, she'll respect you more. Is like somebody to reciprocate that type of kind of emotional, like you giving. But the times where you feel like if you open up, and then you know, I'm sure any of y'all have been with a chick who, like, you told a chick about something that you felt about bad about in the past, and then y'all get into an argument, and then she bring it up, and like, remember that time you said like your cousin almost killed himself because your drunk ass fucking passed out in the bathroom. That's why you need to stop drinking. I don't know, I mean, you can't fuck with a bitch like that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you can't confide because you don't, like, you feel like something you'll be judged on.
Yeah, but like, in that sense, like I said, we just gotta understand, niggas is just bitches with dicks. Like, if a bitch was to say her some shit like that, she gonna feel some stuck up the way. So why the hell she don't think that this nigga gonna feel some type of way? We feel the same shit. So if a bitch was, you said her something and she bring it up, that's like the end of the damn world. Like, damn, bitch, that's some shit that you weren't supposed to say to no damn body.
Do you guys believe men are supposed to be the leaders of a relationship, right?
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think the question more along the lines is probably like, well, how many times are you comfortable with hearing a leader tell you uncertainties, you know?
Exactly.
Because it does start to wear down confidence. It does. I mean, I don't believe the guys that say, like, hey, you shouldn't tell a woman, like, anything. You shouldn't be vulnerable at all. Mm-hmm. But it does wear down.
But then I feel like it's the woman's, if you're going to pick that woman, I feel like it's her job to uplift you.
Yep.
You know, instill that confidence back in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, motherfucker, you better stop being a bitch. I want to be my nigga at that point. Stop being a bitch, man. Get that. Not being a bitch. I wish bitch would call me a bitch, but at the same time, it's like, you feel me? Like, you want the chick to.
Should you expect it? Should we expect it from him, though? Like, you know?
I would. For sure.
I don't know.
She's in my corner. Yeah. If she's with me, she's in my corner.
Supposed to be. Well,
if I'm saying you with me, I got you, you know, it needs to be the same way. You know what? You know,
I admit it's what you want. I admit it's the preferred thing, but is it expected? Should we expect women to, you know, to ride or die?
That comes down to the caliber of woman you pick.
I don't want a bitch to share no ride or die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Those are ones you just play.
No matter what, and move on. Ride all the way till the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I'll say this is very hard these days to find someone like that. To be honest. It is hard as fuck. So it's hard to find them.
Let's say, you know how they say most times if a man loses his job, he loses his woman eventually. How much time do you think should a man have before a woman? It's understandable that a woman can walk out.
Yes. One year. 6 months to a year, depending
on it depends on the whole situation. Because I didn't been in that situation where I got suspended and I said fuck it, didn't want to do shit with it, then I was fired for hella long and I just kept saying fuck it, and I was just been a lazy motherfucker. And my girl, she took care of everything, and I was just chilling at the fucking house. And then I felt like just all right, fuck it. Let me go back to work now. And then me went back to work. So it depends on like that dude. Like sometimes you just be like, man, I'm fucking wore the fuck out. Like, nigga, like I was done. I was like, man, like the job I was at, like niggas, I didn't see motherfuckers get killed. Like I'm in my truck and a nigga pull on the side of me shooting over my truck, killing motherfuckers. And I was like, nah, I was like, man, fuck this damn job. I said, this not wasn't the first time that I saw some crazy shit. But I was like, man, fuck this shit. So when they was like, oh, I got suspended for my license, I was like, fuck it. I ain't going back. So now I was suspended and I got fired. I said, cool. I said, man, fuck that shit. But niggas need a break, because that shit, I was like, man, that shit was fucking scary. And you can't tell a motherfucker, say, hey, man, I see some motherfuckers get killed. And I sat there and watched that shit. And this motherfucker in his truck, and he know kind of truck I'm in. And I'm sitting here and I can see the gun and shit. Like, you can't just tell like some motherfucker like that type of shit and be like, man, I was so fucking scared. Nigga, I went home and laid down, nigga, and went to sleep. Like, I was like, fuck this shit. So I was like, man, fuck working. I ain't doing this shit for a while.
Well, that's your situation is like a rare one.
Yeah, that's
right. You got a good relationship.
Yeah, but a lot of dudes got like a real reason like why they don't want to fucking work. So the nigga might need a little break. So
But he's saying like how long the break should be, because after like a year and you still having a break, even like on a case on something like that, where it's like, all right, you do need some time to kind of reflect on that and kind of, you know, experience that and go through that, because that's not something, you know, the average person goes through. But it's still to the degree of like, all right, now it's been 5 years now, nigga, and every day I come home, you're on the PlayStation 5, and you're like, hey, man, that shit fucked me up. I can't go back with you.
Sometimes we think about these things like in the case of like you got unemployment and stuff, but it's like, okay, what if you had nothing? You know, right. Like you wouldn't expect somebody to just kind of, if they got like a wife and some kids, you wouldn't expect them to need that long to get up and get something going, you know?
Like, all
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So
get a snack right back. It's all right, family time, let's go.
I think obviously it's the trait of a great quality woman will stick around, you know, for a while. But then I go, should men be expecting them, you know, like, should they expect, especially if they're not married to them or something, you know,
I get that,
but should you expect, you can pick them. And even if they are that type of woman to do that, and they come to you and they say, all right, well, I'm at the decision. I got to make a decision. What should I do? You know? I think you should be like, well, shit, you know, it is a gamble, you know, if I haven't got something.
It's a gamble, and like, it go back to like even what you were saying earlier about like the, with marriage, it used to be worth it because of chastity because the purity and the femininity that women bring to relationships. But now it's where the climate's changed and women are bringing masculinity into relationships. And in those cases, where it's like, yeah, you lose your job and you have to make an adjustment, and there's almost no room for, like, even if y'all don't have kids or like I have a rush to get back to work, it's like you need to get back to it because I'm going to work, so why aren't you working? That atmosphere is like, you know, it's already negative in itself, but to have somebody who's worth it, to have somebody who you go into a relationship, and yeah, we all have expectations. There's no way to not really like kind of be thinking like this person's going to be okay with this because I'm okay with this. So this is the stuff that I do. So you just, it's when you have that moment of, all right, this is what I expect. But then that person goes, well, I can't deliver on that, or I'm not somebody who's going to be okay with that. That's when you go, all right, well, I guess this isn't gonna work. And you either move on or that person can adjust. That the compromise y'all talking about, that if that person is willing to go, all right, well, this person likes that, so I'm gonna be okay with that. I'm gonna be all right with that. So then when it comes to you losing your job or whatever, they might still be thinking, all right, well, I'm okay with this because like I've decided to be with this person through all of the other shit. So what's this gonna add to it?
Well, you know, it's interesting to say how many women do you think would be like upfront with saying how long they were willing to stick around with the man, like upfront, like when you first start talking to a woman, you ask her, hey, I get laid off and then I'm trying to get work, but it's taking a while. How long are you going to stick around for? How many women do you think would be truthful?
Out. None of them.
Broke ass motherfucker, I'm gone. None of them.
Because again, women want more than anything security.
Yeah,
especially if
financially and emotionally.
Exactly. So it's like that's number one.
Get your even when somebody die in your family, your job only give you about 2-3 days of bereavement or something. You got to come right back. You feel me? It's like
as a dude, how many days do you really need before you would tell a nigga?
Right.
Well, you free to take as many days off as you want. It has consequences, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean.
Like, don't
be, they'll be coming back here.
Like, every all have somebody that didn't die. Hey, man, you wasn't a dumb nigga. You all right? You get these 2-3 days, or I'm holding together to go back to work. So I'm gonna go back to work because I got to keep my money rolling. You don't need no fucking month, no 2 months, no 3 months. What the fuck is wrong with you that you need that much damn time? As a dude, you should feel uncomfortable. As a dude, that you need that much time and you don't snap out of it, and you got kids or a girl or whatever. If you ain't got no kids, as a dude, if you living by yourself, you should feel uncomfortable after a few days of like, all right, I got to snap out of this shit because it's time to get back to my money.
So are you saying from a layoff or from someone dying?
He's just using that as an example. Like,
I feel like it depends. What if you lost somebody in a traumatic ass?
But nah, he's saying
broken
like,
a house and gunned them down with an AK-47.
But
you
know what I'm saying? Even after that, how long are you going?
2 days later, you back at work.
But no, he's saying how long are you going to be scared of like leaving your house because
I'm outside as soon. As I can.
Exactly.
Bro, ran up on you that one time. Give up your shit, bro. You're like, oh no. Now you're scared to go to that corner every day.
Like, no. Like, you as a dude, like, you're going to wise up. You're going, all right, now let me go give me a little strap then.
Exactly.
All right, now you'll get your little strap. And walk your ass back to that same fucking corner and keep fucking moving.
Like, as a nigga, but we're talking about, like, I thought we were talking about someone dying.
We just used that as an example.
As a dude, like how many days would you give somebody? Like, how many days would you give
another? Is it my mama? No,
if my mama, I need a year.
Is it my mama?
I need a whole year, man.
You need to shut the whole business down.
It's over.
I'm gonna make one more statement, and then we can have some closing remarks because we gotta probably shut this down in a minute. But I will say, like, back to what Twine was talking about, even with the eroding stuff, I feel like really in a relationship you shouldn't be all pleasing. You shouldn't be like just ready to do whatever for a person, because you yourself have to think about yourself first. Just like when they talk about on the planes all the time, like, you gotta put on your mask before somebody else's. So like, you should be taking
save
care of yourself
before you save
exactly someone. Exactly. So you should be taking care of yourself before somebody else, and you should, but that doesn't mean you still shouldn't take care of somebody who you in a relationship with. So that don't mean let them walk over you, because yeah, after a while, like, that'll make somebody not respect you. And like David said, like, men love through respect, and if we feel respected, then we feel love. And to the fucking, to how long you should be like, to deciding when you should be getting back out into the world. As a man, you shouldn't want to, it feels wrong to just not be, you know, accomplishing something, because I feel like all of us, at least on this call, have had times where we felt down and depressed or whatever, like going back to our feelings and shit, we may not have been able to talk about it. So we kind of, you just closed off to the world and did our own thing for a little while. But I mean, after a while of just doing that, you start to feel like, oh man, I got to get out. I got to go to a bar or something at least, or I got to go do this or get start. I got to get my life rolling again, because being just a slob ain't attractive. And it's not conducive for my life. So I'm gonna let y'all niggas do some closing statements to all that we was talking about, and then we'll close it out here. Don't all jump in at once.
That's a lot of shit, man.
I'm always the one jumping in front of the bus first. So I'll let somebody else do it.
I'm gonna keep it short and sweet, man. So, like, as a man, you gotta be confident, man. Can't be feeling down on yourself and shit like shit. And y'all can go ahead and jump in. Let me finish off my thoughts, buddy. Because I was like, I'm trying to go recap. I'm like, damn, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We talking about bitches.
We talked about body counts,
bashing holes.
I think, and, you know what? I think something that wraps up. I think something that wraps up the whole night is like compromise. I think men have been compromising. You know, I think we've been willing to pay the price that it costs to live with women, to live with women, right? To not only deal with them, but we've also been willing to pay the price to live with them and take care of them. Mm-hmm. It feels like that more is being requested and is being given. And it just feels like more and more just keeps getting asked for. And I think we just need to reset those boundaries of compromise, where it's just like, we've been compromising, you know, and it sucks, because now if you're like, hey, I'm no longer willing to compromise, I don't want to do the same old things that you know, that we're supposed to be doing right now, then you get called, you know, like, oh, you're old school, or like, you know, like, oh, that sounds like this and in the 90s, and it's just like, I mean, it's like, this isn't that strange, you know? Yeah. That's strange, you know? Yeah. This is just what people have been always saying. Yeah. You know? I think we just need to remember that. We just need to remember that we already set the boundaries. We already set the boundaries. They're way back there. We've compromised enough. And, you know, to keep doing it is kind of just insulting. Mm. You know, keeping ass is insulting for sure. Yeah. You know? But to keep doing it is just like, you know, it's an act. It's just not, for us anymore. Oh, yeah. And just, you know, thanks for inviting me on. This was fun. Come back anytime. You know.
Oh yeah.
Your insight was definitely interesting as hell.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Like a lot of variety.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I do think it's different type of women out here. So I couldn't place every woman in the same category. Once there's some bitches that just down for whatever the fuck you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You got them bitches out there that'll be like, shut up, bitch, go sit in the chair for 5 hours. I'll be back. You know what I mean? Type shit. But, you know, I mean, it's a bit extreme, but you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I just would compromise this shit. So, and sometimes I don't give a fuck about it. You know? But then at the same time, bro, it depends on the level of, or what I gotta compromise for. You know what I'm saying? If I'm getting my dicks up in the back, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. So leave it at that. Go ahead.
This is wild. He's a wild boy.
Yep. Basically, a nigga is influenced by women, so no matter how you look at it, that's what make you go. So all your emotions, feelings you tuck in is to impress that girl. You don't want her to know that, oh, I'm a crybaby. Like, nah, fuck all of that. You want her to see like the tough side of you, like you want to buck up. So that's like, that's how you expressing it. So the influence of her is influence your the way how you feel about certain things and how you act about them with certain things. Shit. I don't fucking know now. What else? What else we was fucking talking about?
Confiding, all that stuff.
We talked about feelings. We talked about body counts. We talked about ghosting. We talked about dating, and you niggas always bring it to polygamy and something. So we always touch on that for a second.
Everybody wants it right now. Everybody wants polygamy right now.
Yep.
I mean, why not? When we gonna ask if for the apps, you know, like the best that they can get, you know, that men should be able to ask for the same too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right.
Oh, man. No, sorry, Toronto. Dang, man. Right. Dang, right. Cutting me off. Like, that's
how you're about to say something, dog.
Right.
Nah.
Wrap all right, no. Oh, man. Nah. Y'all
motherfuckers. That was about to say. Like everybody agreed with, essentially confide into your partner to a certain extent. And as far as the whole like polygamy thing, or just, you know, we were kind of like on the border between cheating and polyamorous lifestyle. I feel if you're going that route, you just gotta have that conversation. And, you know, lay out all the things on the table in that conversation, and, you know, be open to things changing down the line. Lying comes when, you know, you're not being upfront on all that shit, you know. It's just a headache, you know. And when it comes to shit, I didn't forgot too. Goddamn, I ain't even had no goddamn weed. What the fuck? Oh shit, I'm old.
See what I'm on? I got all empty bottle. In
God damn, over here drinking some Henny and some fucking eggnog. Henny and eggnog, Vegas, man. That's why y'all need to write notes and remember the topics. This is disgusting. We had a lot of topics that we talked about, but I mean, yeah, we've been in a lot of different places. So, I mean, like I said, the main stuff we talked about was the body counts, ghosting, the feelings. Can men express them, and like, will they be able to confide in people, or should they be able to confide in people? And yeah, like I said, we had a really good talk about it. It was a good episode, I feel like. David, thanks for coming out, man. Thanks for fucking coming on. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Definitely have you on again. If you in Oakland, if you in the Bay Area, definitely hit this man up. Plug your shit.
The socials. Man, so
this is David D Comedy on Instagram. I mean, I ain't really doing much on there right now. Yeah, I am thinking about
posting shows and shit.
When your next show, and where is it?
Oh, I do something Comedy Dojo every Thursday at the 3411 Lounge on MacArthur Boulevard in Oakland. It's on MacArthur Boulevard in the 35th. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday I'm there at 9, and got a bunch of funny comedians. By the Taco Bell. Yeah, right by the Taco Bell. Yeah, and they'll have some food there most of the time. They'll have some food set up there, and just I've got a bunch of funny, you know, unwoke comedians. We talk about everything there.
We you say unwoke.
Unwoke comedians. Yeah. Comedians. We talk about. I try to talk about this same shit that we're talking about here. I try to bring this shit up like at my mic, at the dojo. I mean, shit that I say at the shows, I play a little safe. When I'm at the lounge, I talk about everything. Like, and we always have a good time.
What's the reception like on average?
Like, how many people coming out? Barely.
No, anybody? No. I'm talking about for the topics.
He's saying, how's it go?
Well, I think I think it's interesting about like just if I can wrap it up into the manosphere. You know, if all this stuff is been present this whole time, the only people that are resistant are the people that have something to lose from it. You know, but most men, you know, they agree with this, even if they're in like relationships and they're doing happy wife, happy life. They still agree with it that this stuff is true. You know, it should be talked about. And you know what I mean? If they don't, it's like those are the people, like, I don't know, those are the people, they're hypocritical anyway. Yeah. You don't want to be around those people. Yeah, I mean, but it's tough. I mean, most people, I grew up with a single mother. I know what it is to kind of like, I mean, I still know what it is to still be a little bit brainwashed by that blue pill, you know, that focus on women, you know, and what they need and what they want. And, you know, I saw my mom, you know, just talk shit about my dad but like not admit to any of the bullshit she was doing. And it's just, I saw like a perfect example of all the shit that they're talking about and you know, on YouTube and the manosphere right now. And I think we just need to keep talking about it, you know? If you guys are talking about it here, keep doing it. You know, I'm probably gonna start talking about it soon, because, you know, I mean, they've had long enough. Women have long enough to say what they thought should be. But even when they've gotten it, they're still unhappy.
Long enough.
They've been winning, yeah. And they just don't like
win, though.
They just don't like how they're winning.
let them win.
We let them win. Yeah, that's what's funny. Yeah, you let them win.
Yeah. All right, man.
Nice. All right.
This has been fun. This has been great. This has been the High Guys Podcast. I'm your boy, that worm guy, and we'll smoke with you next time. Woo!